Well, baby, you call, I can hear a thing. Sorry, cannot hear you. Hi, I'm sorry to bother you. Are you all right? No, I don't mean that in an offensive way. You just... Sorry for the bluntness, but you look like maybe it's been pretty long night. You're lost. I don't blame you. Honestly, this place isn't very easy to find your way around. Can I help you a little bit? Do you want to sit down a little bit, maybe? Because honestly, you're looking like standing up is a little bit rough at the moment. Yeah, your feet hurt. Well, how long were you walking around? Oh. Sorry. I've been there. Yeah, when I first moved here. And what about you? Are you from around here? Oh. Well, no wonder you're lost then. What happened to everyone else at the party? Nobody could get you an Uber or something. You snuck out. That makes a bit more sense. Okay. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you at all. Was it a little bit loud or something? Too many people? I'm not saying anything. I'm just that would have totally been me. Too much to handle, too many people talking over one another, people. Yeah. People. Sure. No, I get that part. I'm Sarah, by the way. What's your name? Nice to meet you. So, do you know the address to the hotel? Okay, what's the name of it? What does it look like? So, I know where that is. That's the good news I can give you. Bad news? It's about 15 blocks away from here. Are you okay with walking, or I can take you? No, I don't mind. Listen, it's late, and honestly, I would want someone to do the same for me. I wouldn't want to walk this late alone. It's a pretty safe area, but still. That's That's a nice thing to say. I know people don't usually stop, but yeah. I think it's being afraid to ask, or being afraid of who the other person is and what they're gonna potentially do to you, but I don't know, you just, maybe it's my naiveness, but I just wanted to help. Okay, let's get going. It's gonna take us a little bit. Do you want to hold on to me? Take my arm? Okay. Slowly, okay. I get that feeling. No, I'm the same way. I never really feel like I fit into the whole party scene. Like, I have to put on this image that I'm more confident and like nothing bothers me when I'm there. Like, I don't know. I always find that part really difficult, to pretend like I'm the kind of person who enjoys environments like that, wherein I would rather, you know, just have a small house party of friends playing a board game or something. That doesn't sound like a bad night either, staying at home reading a book. I mean, it sounds boring and it sounds so non-adventurous, but honestly, a bit more appealing than a loud club. I like it on occasion. It just depends on, well, on the club specifically and how busy it is. What kind of music they're playing and the general vibes of it. But I guess I like the more, I don't know, intimate settings a little bit better. Yeah. I do get that too. I think when you put a lot of pressure on yourself to be outgoing and to be super social in settings that you're not comfortable with, it takes away so much energy. You know, it's like that social battery just gets lower and lower and lower, and eventually you just want to leave. And this is it. You're welcome. I'm glad you made it here safely. You really don't have to thank me, just take care of yourself, okay? You don't have to. You shouldn't have to perform with not with the right people, then you just need to be yourself. Good night. Sure, if you want to, but if you happen to remember this night or this conversation or anything, sure, call me when you're sober. Give me your phone, I'll put it in. I appreciate that. Now, have a good night to you, okay? Go sleep.